Hello, people. I'm trying to think of a song. And we'll build this love from the ground up. I saw Dan and Shay the other day, so a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can sing. I had the best time at that concert. I was like, yes! it's a good time.
I have a giant pimple.
It looks like it hurts.
I woke up this morning and I was like, did I hit myself? Why is my lower lip sore? And then I got to looking and I was like, no. And it's like the kinds that you can't pop.
And it's just
I can't pop it because otherwise I'm going to make it worse.
Yes, it's just going to spread in there. Like,
I can feel the heartbeat.
Oh my God, I hate those. You can't do nothing about them. Just deal with it and the shit be here. I had one of those on my nose not too long ago.
Those are the worst.
I was like, please.
Those are the worst. And they bleed so much on the nose.
Just please. Be upset. Like, please. Muscle do not scar, please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what has been going on?
Let me tell you about this morning.
What happened?
Not me and Kirk Shanks having a screaming match at 5 in the morning.
What?
He is just mad. He started at the door. He was just like meowing, and then I was like, it woke me up because he was so loud, and I had like my earplugs in, and I had like my white noise machine, and I could still hear him. And then I looked at the phone and it was like 5 in the morning, and I was just like, no. I like yelled at him. I was like, no. And then he raised his voice higher. He was like, Matt. And then I was like, no. And then he was like, Matt. And I was just like, no. And then it just kept going back and forth. And he was like screaming so loud. He was like, and I was like, I'm not gonna argue with you.
What do you want to fool?
I don't know. I was like, I'm gonna be the bigger person, and I'm not gonna engage in this. Yeah. And I just laid down.
He's like, no, we're done.
I don't know what he wanted. I was like, listen. Your food is in an automatic feeder. I have taken myself out of the equation.
That's between you and the feeder.
I don't know. Listen, he had his bedtime snacks. He had his bedtime massage. I fluffed up his pillows for him. I don't know what he wanted at 5 a.m. besides arguing.
He wanted you up, and that was that.
He's just angry. I don't know what I did.
He's chewing on the thing. I don't know if he want him. The blinds.
Hey!
He's been a menace all day, hasn't he?
Yep.
Look at him.
Hey! Hey! Crookshanks.
Oh. And then he looks off like, who's calling me? He's like, who's that? I've never seen him bother that since I've been coming. Never once.
He's acting up.
He's like, look at her. Getting up. Exactly what I wanted. He's like, well, I guess I'll ease down.
He's such a little butt. He literally, no reason to wake me up at 5 a.m. besides to argue.
He's like, he washes me. He's back at it, girl. He didn't. He's so funny.
Are you serious?
Listen, your mother's gonna have to pay that deposit.
I'm
eating up the blinds. Oh, goodness.
Don't do that. Here, come here. Come here.
Go eat your snacks, boobs.
He has been a menace since 5 a.m.
He's like,
he just woke up with one of those moods.
He's like, I understand. I woke up and, well, no, that was like, just like extra not happy the other day. Yesterday, I was just like, just mad. Girl, he went right back over there. Right back. He was like, thank you for the snack. Now, where was I?
Oh, he's so bad.
He's like, she interrupted my business that I had to attend to.
Okay, hang on.
He just like follows it around.
Yeah, it's one of those like nano bugs. I just bought it off Amazon. They're supposed to be for little kids.
It works wonders for cats.
Yeah. He's been such an ass dude. Sorry if you guys can hear something in the background. That's Kirk Shanks' his toy. He was destroying the blinds. I had to distract him somehow. Did you know P. Diddy's house has been raided?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to jail. He's going to jail.
I saw somewhere on Reddit that he had groomed Usher whenever he was like a teenager.
I'm sure. P. Yeah. Diddy probably molested and raped lots of people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It's crazy.
P. Diddy's a sicko and he's going to jail. You're going to jail. You saw the what he did to his girlfriend, Cassie, while they were together. Oh, that's how all this stuff come about. She sued him for millions. He was abusing her.
Cassie, the girl that was like...
Wow. I don't know the words to the song.
I know.
Me and you.
Yeah, I know.
That one.
Okay,
her.
Okay.
She was with him for years. He had babies on her, all types of... You should look at, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but yeah, like, she started it up, and, like, literally, he paid her off.
Wow.
Had to pay her millions. He literally ran.
That's insane.
His kids were outside detained. He was like, peace.
Oh, he, like, he's not even in he went to the Caribbean or something, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I think he's back though.
His jet is like over there.
That's what they said, but I've seen like video footage of him like in the States.
Oh,
Miami and
dang,
stuff.
I wonder what they found.
There's the court documents are out now. I was seeing a little bit of it on Twitter before I come in, so I'll send it to you because there's a girl, the one who does the underreported podcast.
Yeah,
she also is. She has a TikTok and it's called I'm Not a Lawyer, but
yeah, I've been listening to a couple of her.
Mm-hmm. She'll probably do a debriefing of the entire thing. She reads all legal documents and like gives a rundown in layman's terms.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh god. You know, my sister sent me an article yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Flocko the owl?
From New York City.
He died.
He died?
He died.
What happened?
Girl, he crashed into a building.
Oh, fuck off.
He died.
Are you for real?
For real.
Why was he flying so fast?
I don't know. He flew into a building.
Not funny.
And they did a necropsy on him, and they were saying if it wasn't the crash that killed him, he would have died from herpes. He had herpes.
Damn, Flocko, I hear fucking the bitches.
And rodenticide.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to a real one.
Damn. He was flying.
I was planning on looking for him when we went to New York later this year.
No. So I was remembering at the end of the last, whenever we were talking about Flocko, there was somebody that said it's only a matter of time before it ends badly. He was worried about the rodenticide ingestion from the rats in New York.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what he was worried about. Ingestion of rodents that had ingested rodenticide.
I knew those rats were fucking disgusting up there. That just got me so sad.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to a real one.
Rest in peace. Hang on. Let's see a proper good
song. This song's dedicated. To Flocko in that gangsta lane. What you playing?
Just bagpipes.
Oh, Amazing Grace.
Oh. R.I.P. Flocko.
But now he's been found with blinds. But now he sees. Oh, he didn't even get to find his girlfriend.
I know. Oh. Yeah, I was devastated.
Goodness, we don't want no bad news, guys. No, no more bad news. That sucks. Damn it.
He wasn't even out there for that long. I think like a year.
At least he didn't. You know that other one, she got killed. You remember that one that got like out?
Instant.
She was like, I'm like, girl, where's your survival skills? Flacco was out here in these streets. He wasn't new to it. He was true to it. Yes. A real one. Damn. Devastated. I took out by that shit. That's crazy.
He was flying under the influence.
Oh my God. Maybe those, the herpes and the rodenticide, like, messed with his brain.
Yeah.
He was just like, I wonder who saw it. And was like, I know this ain't who I think it is.
A celebrity.
Flacco. No. I would have screamed down.
I know. And he's just like a big...
Probably would have scared me. What if it was like your apartment that he hit? Oh my God.
Or the person down there that it lands on?
Oh. I would have been like, ew. I think birds are nasty anyways.
Have you seen that? Hold on, I need to shake. It was like a person riding a roller coaster and a fucking bird crashes into their face and he's like, with like these feathers on
it. I probably would have vomited. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yes.
I think birds are so nasty. And it got on your face. You have to get a new face now.
Here it is.
Mouth all over. Oh. He was like... I would have not been well. It would have been so bad.
Yeah, but R.I.P. to Flacco.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Oh. Rest in peace, Flock.
Girl, so many things have happened. Then they found Riley Strain's body in the river.
They did found that boy in the river.
Dang. We knew it.
Shit.
There's no other way. Everybody called it.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah.
So sad, so unfortunate. Fortunate. They're still looking for that other baby.
Sebastian. Yes. I saw that the dad is like now talking to the media, but like the stepdad and the mom aren't.
I bet the fuck they ain't.
And they're not, from what the biological dad has said, is that they haven't assisted in the search parties and like handing out flyers and stuff like that. And they haven't spoken to the biological dad either. And they moved out of their house into an RV.
Interesting.
I'm like, are y'all running away or?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So they can't be located at any point in time.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. It's all very sus.
That is very suspicious. Very suspicious.
Like, what's going on? This town's gonna be in like the, what are those shows? 2020 or...
Yeah, Dayline or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing stuff from here. Like, it's crime. I don't like that. I'm like, what do you mean? Tennessee? Next door?
Girl, they left me alone at the clinic. I was, like, closing the clinic by myself. And I was, like, writing notes. And it was, like, 8 or 9 p.m.
Oh, no.
It was so late. And I was, like, typing my notes. And then I started to hear voices. And I was like...
Huh?
I was, like, freaked out that there was somebody in the clinic with me. So I was like, okay.
So it was somebody in there?
I don't know. I was like, is it outside? But then the business is there. I don't know. It just, I got spooked. And I was like,
okay. Why'd they leave you?
They were done with their day.
What time is your normal day?
It's from 8 to 5:30. 5:30. It never ends at 5:30. You know.
So it just goes over and then you have to catch up on your notes and all these things. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
What is he doing? He's in the blinds again. he's just in the blinds. Oh my goodness. When this comes, my nephew's birthday's tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, happy birthday, Nolan.
Happy birthday, Titi Stinkerbutt. He's going to be 10 and I'm sick about it. Oh my God.
Oh, my God, a preteen.
Stop. Enough. He's getting a little iPhone so we can FaceTime. And what did I get him? I got him. He wanted a Ronaldo jersey. So I got him that.
Oh, he's into soccer. Yeah.
And what else did I get him? I'm going to get him like a little gift card to like his PlayStation or Amazon or something like that. And I got him candy. for Easter. But okay. Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Him's growing up. And I told him 10 years ago, I was like, hey, none of this. None of this
10 growing. 10 years ago when he was a baby.
No, none of this growing up stuff. He don't listen.
He just grown.
He's just.
How dare he?
My height and makes me sad.
Oh my god, I'm literally the height of like preteen boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's just, they're just like, you know. I'm not scared of you. I just want you to know. I'm still your TT, and I'll knock you down a couple inches. He's a sweetheart, though.
Oh, such he doesn't a good have kid. Any siblings, right? It's just him.
Just him.
Oh,
just him.
Happy birthday, Nolan.
Happy birthday, Stankabutt. You'll be a Stinkabutt. You'll be 16 and I'll still be calling you Stinkabutt. I don't care.
What is it? Stinkabutt?
Stankabutt. Yeah, get my Stinkabutt.
What did he say in that cute video? Is it?
What about? Up
It's so cute.
I was like, don't let this. Just some tupper there. Some tupper there.
So cute.
That is literally my face. That's ridiculous because that's how I said it. It's like, yeah. Oh, God. Funny, funny. Goodness. Girl, I worked the freaking Nicki Minaj concert.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
No. She's a weirdo.
Yeah, I have seen a couple of her videos. And she kind of was like, she kind of acts rude to the crowd, too. I don't know.
She is a weirdo.
Yeah.
I was not pleased. Monica came out. I love her.
Yeah.
I had a good time with that. But after that, I was like, I'm ready to go home. So
yeah.
I was like, you might like me. So I love her.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. But, oh, girl, I had to go renew my license today. And that stressed me out. Because
you can do it online?
I had to go take a new picture.
Oh.
I haven't had a new picture since I was 16. So they were like, you need to go to the kiosk or go talk to somebody. So I couldn't find the freaking kiosk. So they were like, it's in this building. I was like, where the hell is it? So I went in one building, wasn't in there. I went in another one. It was behind a freaking curtain. I was like, what the hell? And then, so they make you take a picture. And so I took it and I was like, and they were like, unacceptable. Take your glasses off. And so literally I had to take my glasses off, step, push a button, and then step far away. And I was trying to see how long it was going. I was trying to see. I was like.
It's scrunching your face.
And then literally when it took, it was like this. And I was like.
Oh. Whatever.
I was like, that I just simply have to do. I didn't know I had to take my glasses off in a freaking driver's license picture. Like, what? But yeah, I was like. Craziness. And then I went and got food. And then I went home for a second. And then I hit
it. What did you get?
Canes. And my crumble cookie.
Ooh. You know what? I don't know what's happened, but my crumble craze has just decreased.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said it's because they fired, or the chef, the head chef, mm-hmm. or something. He left or something.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
I only get like the ones that I like. I never get like a full flight.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, friend. Hello. I got these long nails. You can get good scratches. Good scratches. He's sniffing my toe.
Why is he being so freaking weird today?
Yeah?
You hear your mommy talking at you?
What is it, baby?
He's licking my hand now.
His little tongue is so strange. Cat tongue is so funny.
They just send me to the moon. What's on my hand that you smell? Today, you don't ever lick my hand.
But okay, I forgot what stories they wrote.
Stories time.
I know I have two scary ones.
Oh gosh. I'm retired.
One of them is very short, but it's about a veterinary clinic.
Oh god, okay.
The other one is about aliens.
Oh, okay.
This post is something that I saw online, and it's from a veterinary clinic, and it says, I was cleaning an exam room yesterday, and our hand towel machines have keys to open them.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the keys on top of the machines. I was shutting the computer down on the opposite side of the room, and the key came flying at me.
Oh. That's all that's it. I would have been like, somebody's trying to kill me.
If I'm like alone, I would get really freaked out. Mm-hmm. If there was other people in the clinic with me,
I'd be fine.
I wouldn't be so quick to like get scared. But if I'm by myself and something like that happens,
I would have been like, ain't no way. I'm like, well, time for me to go home.
Okay. So this one is titled, I think I woke up to a gray alien in my room last night.
Oh my God.
I've been up since 5 a.m. and I just can't get this off my mind. Last night, I was having a nightmare that I'm in an apartment looking into a kitchen area, and the drawers, cabinets, and the pantry door were all opening and closing by themselves. Almost like poltergeist activity. I was so scared in the dream that I began praying. And then my wife, who was in bed next to me, kicked my foot and woke me up because I was clearly distressed and mumbling in my sleep. Here's where things get weird. I jump awake, and feeling relieved to not be having a nightmare anymore, I turn my head towards my wife, who was laying behind me, and say, thank you, babe, I'm really sorry for waking you. But I don't hear any response. So I figure that she's already fallen back asleep, or might just be so tired that she's still kind of out of it. I turn my head back around, and I notice something in the corner of the room, standing in front of the bedroom door. The room was dark, but its skin still appeared to be like a dark, matte gray color. It was really thin, had thin legs, and long, thin arms, a small, almost childlike torso, a narrow neck, and then a really big bulbous head with huge black almond-shaped eyes. It looked exactly like a traditional gray alien, but was slightly transparent. I was shocked. Very first reaction was that I was seeing things because I'd just woken up. So I rubbed my eyes, and it's still there. I tried not to panic and was trying to come up with a rational explanation for what I was seeing. I thought, this might just be dream chemicals still working in my brain. I sit up slightly and look into the other corner of her bedroom by the closet, expecting to see something there too. But there is nothing. I look at the ceiling, nothing. Look at the floor, nothing. I look back at the corner by the bedroom door, and it's still right there, standing completely still, just staring at me with its huge jet black eyes, which were shaped like almonds and appeared to wrap just slightly around the side of its head, much larger than human eyes. Because the Texas power grid sucks, I always sleep with a flashlight next to my bed. I lean off the bed, reach down, and grab the flashlight. I shine it in the corner of the room at the being. Because it's transparent, it became much less visible when I shined the light on it, but I could still see it very slightly. I turned the flashlight off, and instantly I can see it super clearly again, just staring at me. I rub my eyes and squeeze my eyes together tightly, hoping that when I open them, it'll be gone. But it wasn't. I began freaking out internally and began praying out loud. After about 20 seconds of praying, I literally watched this thing dematerialize right in front of me. I've been awake since then. I feel so weirded out that I just don't know what to make of it.
No.
No. Why is it transparent?
And why would he turn his back on that thing to find a freaking flashlight? I'm like, what if he would have turned around and he's just like
closer?
Yeah. That terrifies me.
Oh my
like
god.
Like you turn around and they're like,
oh my god.
Huh.
I have a theory that it was like a hologram, maybe. That's okay. Why it was like transparent.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it like
From his ship.
Yes, like from his ship.
Okay, I was like, hold on, I'm getting it. There we go. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
He was just seeing what they were doing.
Yes.
He couldn't move around or do anything.
Like projecting himself in the room. And that's why he was transparent.
Yeah, and then he could, if he wanted to, he could talk and, like, give them a message, but couldn't do anything else, and you can, like, run through the hologram.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right. Yeah. And, like, I wonder, like, who, did his wife really wake him?
Maybe.
Was it the wife that woke him?
I don't know. Yeah, that part, I don't know why she didn't respond to him.
Because it seems like he woke up and was still in that same, like, dream type thing. I don't know.
That's so creepy.
I would have to move.
Alien stuff creeps me out because it can actually happen.
The thoughts of like black holes and things like that.
Terrifies me. Black holes terrify me. The Bermuda Triangle terrified me as a kid.
Yo.
I thought the Bermuda Triangle was something that I would encounter in my daily life. I was so scared.
Like, it's going to suck us up and then what?
I know.
And then what? We're out of here.
I was like thinking about if I was an alien and I had the ability to project myself in someone's room, I would just like do it to fuck with people.
I would too. Everybody that I don't like, you're on my fucking list. Bitch, I am going to torment you.
Like projecting myself and stuff. Just be like. And I would do the thing too where like they turn around and then I'm closer.
Just like.
In different poses.
They're like, my alien laughs all the time.
I would be like dressed up as Edward whenever he's like watching Bella.
And then she turn around, he'd be gone. Like,
yeah. Like that's not romantic at all.
Like, baby, that is stalking. I'm calling the police. Just watching her.
Yeah, he comes back and read it. Like snoring like a man.
I'm calling the police. I did watch the other day the second part of Breaking Dawn. Is it Breaking Dawn?
I don't know. One? I don't remember. Like,
the last movie. I watched that with the battle and stuff.
Okay.
With the Vittori. Yeah. I watched that.
That child is so funny to me.
Renee's man.
Renee's. Like, she looks so scary. She was scary. Like,
hello, Carla. That's how she communicates. And I was like, she's 2, and why does she look like she's 26? She was just born yesterday. What's going on? Oh, my goodness. You named my baby after the Loch Ness Monster. The movie was just cinema. Truly. Cinema. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. I would torment people if I was an alien.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody should give me the ability to project myself.
Please do not.
People's phones.
Like. Okay, question.
Okay.
If we had the ability to purge for 24 hours, what are you doing?
I'm hiding. I don't think I have the guts to kill anybody anyway.
I don't know if I would kill crime, definitely. I don't know about killing.
What is that?
The
like
banks?
Shoplifting? Oh, yeah.
The banks?
It's just...
Maybe not even the banks. Where they keep the big books at? I don't know. Where are they printing
then
bills?
I would be scared that somebody would kill me on the way there.
That's true.
Because all the crazy.
See, first I would head to the biggest gun shop I could find to get all the ammo. Thank you. Please, I don't know how to use this. Like
grenades.
Yes. I would probably steal a military tank because, like. Let me drive this. Let me take this. Sorry. So sorry. Didn't mean to. I wonder if it's a special skill to drive them.
That's a good idea.
But like, la, la, la,
yeah.
La, la.
I'd like be going in circles.
Like, where is she headed? Give me all of your monies. Now. I don't know. It may be a couple people that I may not kill them. I may shoot you in your foot, though.
Doesn't it require multiple people to drive the tank? Like somebody at the top, like with the swivel, the
shooter thing?
Yeah, and then like somebody like
actually control driving it?
Yeah, I don't know.
If I'm coming through with a tank, surely people would just move out of the way. Scram, scat, scat. I'm coming through.
Oh my god, in undergrad, I always wished I drove one of those construction grabby things so I could just move people's cars.
Oh my gosh. I want one in the front of my car now, like an attachment. Yeah, I would love to run people over, move them out of the way. Yeah. Scram!
Excuse me.
Or like a forklift that'll just lift them and just.
Yeah.
And be just, thank you. I need one to run people over so bad. If my intrusive thoughts ever take over one day, I'd probably end up in a ditch because I'd be...
It's just common sense. It's just
not common.
It's not common.
And it's frightening.
It is. Like, the amount of people who should not be operating motor vehicles is alarming.
I don't want to even think about it because I'm like, my life...
It's alarming.
Oh, my God.
But there's so many people that drive so much faster than me.
It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I drive at a comfortable fast. These people be like, you shaking my car when you come past me. That's not okay.
Have you seen those weird, I think they're Tesla trucks?
Yes, we saw one the other freaking day.
So weird.
I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, yo. Because they like had, he was like, those are like on,
damn it, Destiny.
There was like on pre-order like years ago and they're just not coming out.
Are they like pickup trucks?
Or? Girl, no. I don't think you can put none in the back of it or nothing.
Oh, they just look weird.
Just ugly. Just not cute. Just to say you have one.
Yeah, they look like tanks.
Yes, that's exactly what they look like. And they don't look like they're durable either. It looks like if I punch it, it would dent.
Yeah.
It's that type of metal. Yeah. It's not the good stuff.
Yeah, it does look like that.
Yeah.
Now for some funny.
Funny.
This one says, clients who bring their pet hospitals free food are the real heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus points for savory foods like tacos and mac and cheese.
Donuts. Lots of donuts.
Yes. I love whenever they bring goodies.
Chick-fil-A. Damn.
Dude. Chick-fil-A is changing their chicken and I don't know.
I'm sorry? What happened? What do you mean?
Yeah, they're changing their chicken.
Why?
I don't know. Like, they're changing it. I don't know if it's, like, the manufacturer or, like, where they're getting their chicken is changing.
Oh,
so, I don't
God.
Know.
It's probably going to be some elbows in our freaking chicken now. Oh,
my God. Elbows. The Mickey one fingers.
I don't have time. As long as the french fries remain the same, I may be okay. May.
I was like.
I may be able to function.
What is going on with tomorrow?
This is bull. It's what's tease.
I was upset. Have you tried the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I have not.
Me either. I always see it. And I always get the same thing. I always get the tender and number 5 with 3 peas, Dr. Pepper, and ranch, and honey for my biscuits.
There you go. There you go.
I always get the same thing. But I always see, like, the sandwich, and I'm always like...
They said it's... Dallas said it's really good. I usually just get either, if we're getting to, like, a family thing, if more me and him both eat, we get, like... Just chicken.
Yeah.
Or I'll get like the nuggets, mac and cheese, and fries.
Oh, their mashed potatoes are so good too.
And then, have you tried their, they have wings now.
I've seen them.
Is fire.
I love that. I'm like weird about trying new things at like a restaurant. I know what I like, and I don't want to be disappointed.
Like the little spice, honey, and some spice. I don't know, Dallas had them. I was like,
really?
I said, wow, this is tasty. It was good.
Mm, okay.
Papa's, oh, I love Papa's.
I know.
One of my friends said that KFC was the chicken place, and I was like, absolutely
no.
The
no. I'm sorry.
Freak not.
With all due respect,
do
I
not
disagree.
Even bring that out of your lips.
There in Texas, there used to be, have you heard of Church's Chicken?
I do like Church's.
Is there a Church's here? I've never seen a Church's.
I think there's one in... They used to be one in Clarksville, but I think I don't think there's one in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
They did have some good biscuits. I ain't gonna hold
I never
you.
Tried it because it was always like Church's Chicken and then Popeye's was next to it. I always went to Popeye's. And there was like a Chick-fil-A, all kind of like in the same area. So of course, like Chick-fil-A and Popeye's.
Mm-hmm.
So I never gave Church's Chicken a try.
They're pretty decent. I tried Bojangles not too long ago.
I don't think I've tried. Is it good?
I didn't have it again. I mean, it was fine. It was okay. I didn't eat it again. I like, have you ever had Jollibee's before? It's not around here at all.
No, I've seen it everywhere on social.
My God. Anytime I go to California, I like make a special trip to Jollibee's.
What kind of food is that?
It's Korean.
Okay.
Chicken. Is it Korean chicken?
I don't know. I just know Filipino people like it.
I think it's Korean. Hell, I could be lying. And they got like skitties.
What is it?
Spaghetti and...
Spaghetti. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Something Ohio did with their spaghetti, they would put chili on their spaghetti.
Chili.
I don't know. And that would, like, everybody loved it.
Ew.
Yeah. There was a place called Skyline Chili, and it was, like, a fast food place, and, like, put chili on everything. And they put chili on their spaghetti.
That doesn't sound good at all.
I never tried it. Yeah, I was always like,
ew.
I don't know about that.
But Jollibee's does have, like, hot dog pieces in there. I don't ever eat the hot dog pieces because I'm just that.
Yeah.
But I eat the spaghetti around it. And the spicy chicken is freaking fire.
Jollibee's.
Oh my god. So if you're ever in a state that has a Jolly, get it and try it.
Okay, I will. I also want to try In-N-Out.
I like In-N-Out. If you ever go to California, people, listen to me. Listen to me clearly. Go to Easy Street Burgers.
Easy Street Burgers, okay?
Oh my god. It's over there by Universal Studios. It's right up the street.
Okay.
I know the location. I know where it's at. It's up the street, and it's by a little waffle place, too.
Okay.
They best smash burgers. Better than In-N-Out. Girl, let me find the picture.
Okay, I think they're opening an In-N-Out here.
I heard so. I heard that, too. We went this. This is Easy Street. Those are the freaking fries.
Oh, my God. The bread itself.
Oh, my God.
That sauce looks really good. Cheese fries. Oh.
And it's got burger on top of it. Girl.
Oh, I see.
And it's like the caramelized onions and the pickles are good. I don't have any self-control. And I'm like, like, why are you taking such a big bite, Destiny? It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for loaded french fries. Have you had Culver's?
I love Culver's.
They have the best loaded... I'm so hungry now. They have the best loaded french fries.
I've never had the loaded fries.
I could probably eat french fries every day of my life and be happy.
I did that for many years of my life as a child. My mother allowed it. My father allowed it.
Just every day french fries.
I literally ate fries every single day.
I like those articles. It's like, woman that eats nuggets every day of her life collapses.
Oh, God. Damn it. This girl fucked me for ruin. I'm going to go put some alcohol on my foot.
That's not okay. No. Do you want Neosporin?
This is, well, I mean, it just hurt. I moved my toe over, or the other toe over top of it. I mean, it wasn't ingrown, and she cut it out. Put alcohol on to make sure I don't fucking die.
Yeah, do you want alcohol?
She does.
Yeah. I got rubbing alcohol.
Oh, God, I'm going to scream. Y'all are going to hear my pain on this podcast, okay?
Yes, your nail tech person should never make you bleed.
Yes, never. You guys. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Never. A manicure should never draw blood.
Like, girl, you doing too much. You are not the foot doctor. So sorry. Okay. Right.
She's putting alcohol on her toe.
Jesus Christ, Destiny, be strong and courageous and to-
No! I'm sorry about your toe.
Oh, God. Okay, it's not bad.
Okay.
So maybe it's just sore. And, like, I already have little toes. And, like, the separator is, like, fucking toes.
Oh, and the separator doesn't... Do they even put... Yeah, they put separators on my toes. It doesn't bother me all that much.
Girl, because, like, my toes ain't long at all.
Yeah.
And so, like, they just be like, bitch, I'm sorry. And I just be like, it kind of hurts.
The hot towels. Do they put hot towels on your feet? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're way too hot.
They be like crazy about me because I'd be like, hey, add some cold water to this water. This is too hot. And like, I don't know, I think my skin on my feet and my, like, I'm sensitive. Like, I don't want the hot
water. But I mean, you're paying for the service.
Exactly.
You know, like, you shouldn't feel bad for asking to put some cold water in the damn tank.
Okay, that wasn't bad. I'm alive. Oh, which is good. But I said, baby, this is hot.
Yeah.
And then she was like, wow, you have really soft feet. I was like,
oh, that's a weird comment.
Yeah.
Have you seen Quiet on the Set?
I started it.
We were just talking about feet, and it triggered that memory.
I just started. I'm on episode 2, I think.
Disturbing. Oh, my God. Let me know what you think.
Oh, my God. I'm already disturbed.
He needs to be in jail.
I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And then the other man that was sending...
There was three, I think. It's the Dan Schneider and then...
Handy? Last name Handy or something like that?
Hold on.
Handy? That he was sending, like, those naked pictures to that little young girl.
Okay.
Jason Handy.
Yeah, that was, like, the first one that they talked about, I think. Mm-hmm.
And Dan is a fucking sicko.
He's disgusting. And then all those allegations of, like those HR issues at work. He was, like, mm-hmm. saying all those things about women, how women aren't funny, how he made those writers share a salary because they're women.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the inappropriate things, like the jokes and stuff that we didn't even realize were inappropriate.
Yes. Zoe 101.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like the feet stuff and the boy that had the big nose and it looked like penises on his shoulder.
Yeah. And then he said that he felt uncomfortable wearing those tight suits and they still made him wear it.
Yeah. He was all about humiliating these.
Yeah.
He was a sicko because he was weird when he grew up. He was a weirdo.
Yeah,
he
didn't have like friends. An outcast.
Yeah.
Insane.
It really is.
Yeah, I've been watching. Well, I finished it. I was like, my jaw was like on the freaking floor. And then I think they had asked Amanda Bynes to be in it, and then she declined.
I don't blame her.
Dang. Maybe that's why she's the way she is now.
Hmm. Maybe so. Maybe so. Poor thing.
I know.
Oh my goodness, and then I've seen bits and pieces of the Drake Bell one.
That one
on
is
social media.
The mom, I blame the mom for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
The dad was so pitiful.
The dad knew, like, he knew something was wrong with that guy, and the mom, like, who in their right mind lets their child spend the night at, like, a 40-year-old man's house? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl.
Right.
You're not spending the night there.
And I'm like, any grown person that's too friendly with, like, no. Anything could be misconstrued. Anything could be,
yeah,
leads to something else.
Yeah, I don't trust nobody.
You can't.
Yeah. The other day, I was, like, palpating a dog. I was palpating a dog that was, it was there for limping.
Mm-hmm.
And then my shoulder just goes crunch.
Oh.
And I was like, that was me. That was not the dog. Just wanted
so
to
funny.
Clarify.
So funny.
My body just falling apart.
It's like, it's me.
Your dog's fine. It was my joint falling apart, not your dog.
What is the knee one? Is something luxating patella?
Yes.
It's me. It's my luxating.
Yes.
Keeps popping. This, I it's just knees. Just, girl, when I was walking up the steps, I was like, whoa.
Were you winded?
My knees hurt so bad. I was like, what the fuck is
that? We're getting old.
I was like, woo.
Literally, I'm not even joking. I had icy hot all over my body.
Girl.
I was like,
oh my god. Oh my gosh, I didn't tell you.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Girl, so we have a coffee table. So we got a suction kinda like that, but it's only like one sided.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't go all the way around.
Yeah.
So we have our coffee table in front of it. And so any point in time in my life of having this coffee table and this couch, you can walk all the way around the table.
Okay.
And not touch the couch, right?
Okay.
So the other morning I was up grabbing my clothes off the couch to put in the dryer to de-wrinkle. And I'm, of course, walked around the couch, and I'm assuming I can just continue to walk.
Yeah.
No. The coffee table is literally touching.
Oh,
my foot got caught.
Oh,
I slip over the coffee table, right? Dying.
Oh,
girl, my
no.
foot still hurts.
Oh, no.
Girl, it twisted my one of my toes up.
Oh, no.
Girl, I'm literally, it's like sore still to this day. Almost, and girl, my whole back was sore. Girl, I was sore for like a week. I was like, I can't even fall. I'm out of commission for weeks.
The shit's still sore. I can't even, like, when I sleep on my side sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, I stack my feet. I'd be like, let me move my feet to the side.
Ow. We're falling apart. Your downstairs neighbors are like,
what the fuck? It was, like, 6 in the morning, too. They're probably like, bitch, what the fuck?
Are you okay?
Did they just throw a boulder? What's happening? I felt so hard. I couldn't even catch myself. I literally flipped and I was just like, Dallas was like, what are you doing? I was like, don't piss me off.
First thing in the morning.
I blame him. Because why would you move the table there? He was like, why didn't you look? I was like, Dallas, why should I have to be looking in my own home that I live in? Shit should be where it's supposed to be. Well, my ass.
You're like, I'm not coming in today.
Oh, my God.
Laying on the floor.
Girl, I was like... Just slipping, just my poor toe was like throbbing all day.
Oh no!
It's like I already got small feet. They already.
You're like on crutches.
No. Anytime I go get my toes and stuff done, they be pulling on them. I'm like, hey, they literally be sore because they're like.
I wonder why you're so sensitive to your toes. I wonder.
They're just so little and they just be like, literally two of them are like bent like this. And so, like, they be trying to stretch them out. I'm like, it don't stretch. And so they just be sore. They're like, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And they like sit on top of me. My mama, she talks about my toes. She's like, girl, you done had them toes your whole life. They just be like,
oh.
And just be like.
Anybody else in your family have
I think my daddy's feet are like this too. Okay. But of course mine are like worse. They're just like little knots. But I got big ass feet though. Toes are just very short. Size 10 feet. Toes just small. Like,
oh my
but
goodness.
Girl, yeah, we're old.
Yeah.
We're old as hell.
I know. I'm like, I need orthopedic shoes. Even for just going out.
Girl. Hips and stuff be hurting.
It cracks me up. This post was like about dogs having on their chart that it's like does not like men.
There's a lot of them that don't.
They're like, you have to abide by their wishes.
Oh my gosh. There you go.
Bella hates men.
So sorry. She's like,
you will build this love. From the ground.
This one says, if you're in a Boeing flight, it's not cringe anymore to clap when the plane lands.
No.
I still don't really know. I need to look into it. There's a whistleblower that got killed, I think.
They claim it was suicide.
They claim it was suicide, but I think he had posted, if I die, it wasn't suicide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This one says, spring break just happened. I'm seeing grown-ass men in Miami for spring break. Nathaniel, you're 43. You're not on spring break. You're on sick leave.
Oh my God. There's literally several guys in Crockett County that go to Panama. And they're very gross. Very gross.
Look at this one.
Freaking, I went to Ross the other day and I was trying on this dress. I literally zipped my belly up in the dress. It hurts.
Dang.
It was so cute. And I was like, suck in. Let's go. And it hit as a hole.
Oh my God.
I was like, no. I have a little spot on my belly.
No.
I was like, that's my stomach. Why wouldn't you move out of the way? You see the zipper coming, bitch. Suck in. The whole stayed out. I was like, just crazy.
Oh my God, our sponsor for today.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Anxiety.
Anxiety.
What would be like the tagline? Like,
anxious about nothing.
Think you're about to fall asleep? No, you're not.
You just thought about that paper you wrote 10 years ago in your English class in high school.
Where's your birth certificate? Use code WESHITSYNOT for a free panic attack.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You may get 2 or 3. I don't know.
Buy one, get one.
There you go, BOGO.
That is all the stories that I have. It was so many things happened in a week. Oh, my brain.
Hi, boo-boops.
He said, I had my dinner. I'm done messing with the blinds.
He's like, time for a little nappy nap.
That's exactly what he's going to do. Oh, I feel your belly. It's a full belly.
Such a joyous occasion.
I got him an Apple AirTag. Of course he doesn't wear it. He likes being naked.
He's like, no, no tracking me.
Yeah, no tracking
me. He's like, not you trying to make, not this the police. No. He's like, fuck 12. You hear me? Fuck the police. Coming straight from the underground. And your own cat got it back because he's orange.
I sing songs to him. We have concerts together. Lately I sung, he take my money. When I'm in
the I was singing that last night. They played it at that hockey game, and I'd sung the whole song.
Oh, yeah.
I met her, and I beat her so loud with a baby Louis Vuitton. I was like, that's a good song.
I know. I was like, I love
Jennifer Lopez, folk kids. And he got to take all they badasses, showbiz. Okay, get your friends. And then they got their friends. And then we in a Benz, and they all jump up in. From what I heard, she got a baby by my stuff. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. But I don't care what none of y'all say. I still love her. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
What?
He's like, I know that number. She messing with no bro.
He takes all my money.
Yeah. He's like, indeed I do.
I know.
Indeed I do.
Well.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Okay.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me now? Literally, I just... I think I trained him wrong because anytime that he meowed, I just like, I'm like, what do you want? Okay.
He's like...
anything, like, I'll do anything. And he knows. That's why he meows at 5 a.m., I think.
He's like, I know she'll respond.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, he has me trained.
He'll know he'll get a reaction. He knows.
I got him a Bajorn, one of those baby things, but for cat.
Has he been in it yet?
I think it might be too small for him.
Oh.
It's kind of spilling off the side. I'm like, dang, this is kind of hurting my back, too.
He's like, I don't know about these. He's like, mother.
He's so big. I like, I saw a video. They also have, like, a ring camera. Like, the video they had a ring camera. And the dog was doing something bad. And the cat went up to the ring camera and, like, moved it. The cat. So the camera was, like, facing the dog doing, like, the bad thing.
That's insane. I adore that cat. I can't remember his name that has a pet dog. And
Milo.
Yes, and he puts Milo in the cage and like just shuts the door ever so slightly. And he don't think he can get out. He's just like, he goes and sits in there. He's like, he's a fool. He comes in there. He's like, shuts the door behind.
I love him.
He tickles me so bad. He's like the landlord of the house. He's like, yeah, gotta keep these fools in line.
The older I get, the more of a cat lady I become.
Yes, but
thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Send us your stories. Our email is stories@weshouldseenot.com.
Indeed.
Follow us on Instagram. Support us on Patreon.
And we will see y'all again next week. Bye.